We want to get them out of here quickly. Okay, we began last week's discussion of the Avelos Sukkah here. Again, the Gemara says here, just to go through the Gemara quickly again, about Gimel Amud Beis, you recall that the Gemara said that if there's a Shas Ha'ones, that you can even get married on a Monday. If there's a Shas Sakana, and the Gemara explained that we did thoroughly, then you get married on a Tuesday. If there's a Shas, not only Sakana, but a Shas Ha'ones, you can even get married on a Monday. What is a Shas Ha'ones? The Gemara has two dayos. The second day of the Gemara is, it's four lines from the bottom here on Gimel Amud Beis. Ve'iba yisema mai machmas ha'ones? What constitutes a ones such that you can legitimately get married even on a Monday? There's some urgency to get married earlier. Mai machmas ha'ones? Kidatanya. Hareisha yipito afui v'tivcho tavoach v'yeno mazug. If everything is prepared for the wedding, in other words, the wine has been poured and mixed, actually, the meat has been shechted, umeis avim shel chasan or imo shel kala, and all of a sudden, unfortunately, the father of the chasan or the mother of the kala dies, then machnisin es ameis lecheder ves chasan ves kala lechupa. Then, in order to safeguard the wedding, since it's too late now to call it off, without a tremendous loss, so the halakha is that you can go ahead with the wedding. You put the mace in one room, another to delay. That's another way of saying you delay the kavura. Because if you're going to engage in the kavura, apparently it's going to be too late. You're not going to be able to proceed with the wedding. At least that's a simple reading of the Gemara. In any case, machnisin is a mace lecheder, v'sachasim v'sakal lechupa. They get married, and once they do get married, ubal b'ilas mitzvah. Right? They have first ma'isabia uporesh, then they separate. The noeg shiva simei hamishta, the achakach shiva simei avelus, and then they have the 7 days of the celebration of the wedding, the shiva simei hamishta, the days of the sheva brachos, etc. And then only after that is over do they commemorate the avelus with 7 more days. The cholos and hayamim hu yashan bein hanashim v'hi yishena bein hanashim. And those 7 days, namely the shiva simei hamishta. After the first bias mitzvah, the Gemara says, "Bal bias mitzvah paresh." They separate. The rest of those 7 days, they cannot live together. In fact, they need shomrim. The ein morim takshita min akala kol lamed yom. On the other hand, the normal halachas that apply to shloshim, in terms of wearing jewelry, etc., they do not apply to a kala the first 30 days, as Rashi immediately explains. Shalom tizgana al bala, the sensitive time, and I want to make sure that their relationship gets off on a good, steady footing, and therefore the normal halacha of avelus would not apply. This halacha would not apply to her. Then the Gemara goes on: v'dafka avin shel chasan or ima shel kala, the leke inish the tarach leru, aval ipcha lo. Only this drastic step of proceeding with the marriage and delaying the avelus, that applies only if it's an irreparable loss, namely the father of the chasan, the mother of the kala, the father of the chasan because of his role in actually preparing the seuda, the mother of the kala because she's the one who prepares her daughter in terms of takshitin and all the other preparations to her. Again, her role cannot be substituted for. Okay. On the other hand, aval ipcha, if it's even the father of the bride, or the mother of the chasan, even that would not warrant delaying the kvura, i.e. making sure that the wedding and the shivas me'mishta will precede the yimei avelus. Okay. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, lo shan v'lo shanasan mayim agabi basar, came to this last week, aval lo nasan mayim agabi basar, mizdabit. Even the death of the father of the chas and the mother of the kala only warrants this kind of emergency treatment in a situation where it's too late to sell and to retrieve the loss of the banquet, the seuda. Which means that it's possible to have some time of timetable to sell the food and not to suffer the loss, would not again warrant this kind of, wouldn't justify this kind of steps. Amar Rava ubekrach, afa pishanasan mayim agabi basar, mizdabi. In a big city where you can find people to buy the seuda, then even if it was this late in the day, namely even mayim agami basar, which presumably means that the food is going to be ruined unless you get rid of it quickly, even then you would have to find a buyer. Amar Papa Bikfar Af Mishalonos on mayim agami basar lo mizdabin. If you deal with a little town, again, there aren't that many options to sell the food. So then, even if the mayim was not mixed with the basar yet, even then, an irreparable loss is in the offing, and therefore you're justified in being machnis as a meis l'cheder, as a chasim, as a kal l'chupa. Okay, v'el drav chiz dehechem ishkachasla. So then, when does it make a difference whether nasa mayim agabei basar, if we've just said that in a kfar, under any circumstances, you're allowed to go ahead. In a krach, you can always find the konim. So the answer is, om ravashu kon mata mechasya, the mafka mikrach, u mafka mekfar. Something in between a kfar and a krach, in other words, a little city, where you have a certain amount of time, but you don't have a great deal of time. Okay. Tanika Masad Rav Chizda, Rosh Haya Pito Afuya, V'tivcho Tavuach, V'yeno Mazug, V'nasan Mayim Agami Basar, Meis Adin Shokhasan O'im Shokala. Again, if this circumstance arises, Machnisan is a Meis L'cheder, we delay the Kavura, V'yasachasan V'yasakala L'chupa, we expedite the marriage, U'bo B'ilas Mitzvah U'parish. No Shivis Me'amishta, then Yibol Bilas Mitzvah, followed by the Shivas Me'amishta, V'chakach Noeg Shivas Me'avelus, V'chalas on a Yamim, Hu Yashem Ben Anashim, V'yishto Yishena Ben Anashim. The Chain, says the Braisa, is an addition, something which we haven't seen till now, Misha Pirso Ishto Nida, Hu Yashem Ben Anashim, V'hi Yishena Ben Anashim. This halacha that you can't trust the two of them together applies not only in the case of the Shivas Me'amishta post Kavura, Dvarim Shibitzina, but even in a situation where she becomes a Nida prior to the first Maisa Bia. Then also, you have to have Shomrim, they cannot live together. Vein Monim Tachshitim Minakala Kolam Ad Yom. Benkach U Benkach Lo Yiva Lo Be'er Shabbos Lo Ben Motzoi Shabbos. The Braisa adds something else. You can never get married on an Erev Shabbos or a Motzoi Shabbos. And that's at least what the Gemara says. L'halacha, there are people, I'm told in Yerushalayim, people get married on Erev Shabbos. I don't know if they still do, but they used to always get married on Erev Shabbos. So it's a Suda. Yeah, the fact that somebody told me that's the reason. Not being a Yerushalmi myself, I don't know if that's really the reason, but I'm sure they have other explanations for it. But apparently it's a very big, strong, I don't know about today, but certainly was in the previous generation, very strong minute to get married on...
Hasidic rabbis.
And Rambam mentions the Hasidic rabbis also do. Maybe because for them every wedding is in Yerushalayim. Even if it's not in Yerushalayim, I don't know. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay, this Gemara we'll examine Mirsa Hashem next week. Amar Bar, Hu Yashem Ben Hanashim, Vehi Yashena Ben Hanashim, B'sayel Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Af B'Shomru Ein Avelus B'Moed, Aval Dvarim Shel Tzina Noheg. This idea that even in the Shiva Simei Hamishta, they have to be separated, they cannot live together. But the Yimei Avelus have not really yet begun. So this is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Dvarim Shebitzina are noeg even on Yontif, even if you have a mace on Yontif, mace on Yontif. So the halacha is that the Shiva only begins after Yontif, because Yontif and Avelus are tied to the Sasser, they are mutually exclusive. So you cannot begin the Shiva until after the Moed, even if the Kavura takes place. Doesn't make a difference. However, Dvarim Shebitzina, according to Rabbi Yochanan, do apply from that moment on, for the time of the Kavura, or maybe even earlier, but certainly for the time of the Kavura on. And I mentioned last week that the Rambam's view is, Rambam apparently had a different girsa in this Gemara. Rambam here in Perek Yud Aleph, again, I hope you all have last week's photostats, we're still working with them. But the Rambam says explicitly that... question is, do I have last week's photo stats? I do. Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Avel, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Heichin kol tzrachei ha-se'uda, v'afa pito v'tavach tivcho, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches. This is a kadesh she'ikansu l'simcha, meis lo meis, kodim she'ikansu l'simcha, as everything is all ready, and then this tragedy occurs. Im lo nasan mayim agami basar, mochar basar v'hapatz v'noig shivis me'avelus v'achakach shivis me'amishta. So if, again, it's possible to not to suffer the loss, so you do the kavura, the avelus, and then the shivis me'amishta. Im nasan mayim agami basar, shari'af shalom okro, Machnisan Sameis Lecheder, Vetzachasim Vetzachala Lechupa, Ubo Bilas Mitzvah, Uporesh, Venoig Shivis Mehamishta, Vachakach Noig Shivis Mehavels. If not, so then the order is the wedding, Shivis Mehamishta, and only then the Havels. The Cholosan Hayamim Noig Bidvarim Shibitzina, Kishabas. Instead of saying Kiyantif, Kimoed, which is what the Gemara says, the Rambam says Kishabas. So the Rambam says Kishabis, not Kiyantif. Where does the Rambam get this from? Because I pointed out last week that the Rambam in Perek Yud, Hilchos Avelus, says that on Yantif, Dvarim Shibitzina, says like this, HaShabis Ola Leminyan Avelus, Perek Yud Halach Aleph. Ve'en Avelus B'Shabis Ola Dvarim Shibitzina. The Rambam says explicitly that Shabbos is Ola Leminyan Avelus. You don't, the 7 days include Shabbos. However, on Shabbos, Dvarim Shibitzina are not Noeg, Dvarim Shibitzina are Noeg. Kagon, Atifa Sarosh, the hooding of the head, the Tashrish Amita, Rechitza, the Chavid. It's not noticeable if one is involved in these Nihugi Avelus on Shabbos, and therefore one should be. On the Dvarim Shibitzina, Eno Noeg Behen Avelus, Elovish Minolav, anything that's public record, of course, that kind of avelus is not noig b'shabbos. Then halacha gimel, the Rambam says, haregalim b'chein rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim ein davar midivrei avelus noig b'hem. Nothing, no dini avelus apply on yontif. So that's the case. What's the Rambam going to do with our Gemara? So that's why the Rambam apparently had a different girsa, and that's what the Halacha Mishnah points out as well. He substituted Shabbos for Yantif. Makes sense, because the Rambam says that Dvarim Shibitzina are Noeg on Shabbos. That, in fact, Shabbos is Ola Leminyan Avelus. But since the Rambam believes that Yantif, nothing applies at all, so to read our Gemara, apparently the Rambam had to have a different girsa, not that Shivas and Mehamishta are like Yantif, but that Shivas and Mehamishta are like Shabbos. Okay. That's the Rambam's view. Okay. Now, then the Gemara goes on the other hand, as I said, the Ramban and Tosis, we read the Tosis last week, they actually read Yantif and they Paskin this week. But on Yantif and on Shivas Mehamishta, Dvarim Shibitzina are no. Then the Gemara goes on, Gorosh Ragosim Bre Rabba, Mishmei de Rabba, Lo Shna Lo Shelo Baal, Ava Baal, Ishta Yishena Yima. That, with regard to the question of Pirsa Ishta Nida, it makes a difference whether it was before or after the first Maisa B. And I mentioned last week that the Gemara is often quoted in the discussion of the Rambam against other Rishonim in terms of what constitutes Chuppah. Discussion we had earlier in the year. The Rambam's view is Chuppah Hainu Yichud, and that you require Yichud Haroi Labiya. So the many Rishonim ask from this Gemara against the Rambam. Because this Gemara implies that Pirsa Nida, you can have a chuppah. The only thing is that after the chuppah, hu yashen bein ha-nashim, hi yashena bein ha-nashim. They can't live together until after she becomes tahora. But the chuppah itself, it seems, took place. That's not the problem here. So other Rishonim say, no, that's not what the Rambam has in mind. The Rambam has in mind a situation, the Rambam said this Gemara is a situation where nichnasa l'chuppah, and she was ruya l'biya, and then pirsa nida. But it was still kodem, it was still prior to the first Maisa Biyah. And therefore, they have to live separately. So this discussion, this Gemara is quoted as part of that discussion. Okay. Aval Baal Ishto Yishena Ima. But if there was a Maisa Biyah, the Gemara says, then there's no need for Shmira at any point. We believe them, we trust them, that they will not be involved. So the Gemara says, V'ha'ache de Baal Askina Ma'ibar, the case of Avelus, we're dealing with the case there already was a Maisa Biyah, and yet we don't trust them. Because what do we say? Boel bilas mitzvah, uporesh, and then halacha is that they who yashem ben anashim, yishen ben anashim. So apparently, even after the first ma'aseh bi, we don't trust them anymore. So the Gemara says, v'hachad the boel skin of tani who yashem ben anashim, yishen ben anashim, ki kamar pirsa ishta nida. There's a difference between pirsa ishta nida and avelus. Pirsa ishta nida, we don't trust them. I'm sorry, Pirsa Yishanir, we do trust them after the first Maisa Biya. In Avelus, we don't. Hayv HaBechein Ketani, Bechein sounds like it's the same halacha, Pirsa Nida and Avelus. The answer is, Hachi Kama. Bechein, Misha Pirsa Yishanida, V'lo Baal, Hu Yashim Ben Anashim, V'Yishta Yishena Ben Anashim. Not that Bechein are identical in every sense, but if the conditions are right, Namely, what Avelis has, even with my Sabiya, Pirseish Tonida has without my Sabiya. Namely, Hu Yashim Ben Anashim, Hi Yashena Ben Hanashim. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to say this. I'm not going to just read the next line. Lememra Avelis Kilale Minida. That implies that in the case of Avelis, the dinim of Avelis are more kal than Nida, and that's why we're afraid that we don't trust them, that they'll violate us. The Isser Nida, the Isser Kares, and it's so chamor. So once there's been a Maisabia, so we trust them to observe the laws of Nida, even from the very beginning. Because after all, so much is at stake, it's such an Isser chamor, that we believe them. But when it comes to Avelis, apparently the Isser Tasha Shamita is not so chamor, and that's why we're afraid that they're going to violate it. Is that really true, though? Is it true that we're less concerned with the violations of Nida than we are with Avelis? And then the Gemara goes on to try to figure out whether that's true or not, to examine the Isurei Avelis in light of Isurei Nida. Obviously, in terms of the Chomer Isur, the Isur Nida is far more Chomer than Avelis. One is an Isur Karis, the other is probably only Drabanan. But the Gemara is not interested so much objectively whether it's Isur Kal, Isur Chomer. The Gemara is interested psychologically. Are we more afraid that people are going to violate Avelis than Nida, such that we should worry about protecting them from themselves as opposed to trusting them under the circumstances? It's a psychological profile. Often you find in Isurim that the psychological profile does not correspond to the halachic reality of the situation. I heard this point made oftentimes with regard to Chazir, and Tevel. Somebody once pointed out, and it's true, for Jews, Chazir has a certain taboo. It would never occur to a good Jew, even not such a good Jew, to eat Chazir. Okay, he thinks that's his Judaism is oftentimes in not eating Chazir. And yet there are Macholos Asuros, which are far more chamor than Chazir, not to make light of Chazir. I mean, it's Yisalav, and it's Malkus, etc. But there are Isurim that are not just Malkus, but they're also Chiv Misa Bidei Shamayim, or Kares even, right? Certain cases of Truma, or at least according to some, and Ne'ilah, and Tevel. Right? There the Isurim, objectively, halachic Isurim, are far more Chamor than they are in the case of Achilas Chazir. But again, how Jews perceive things and what they're Makbid on is sometimes very different than how Halacha perceives things. And maybe it shouldn't be that way, but Chazal understood that it is, and that sometimes when you make siyogim, you have to take into consideration not only what is more kal and more chamor, but again, how people react to particular isurim, how likely they are to violate them. That's really the extension of this Gemara. Is it really true that Avelus is more kal than Nida, such that we're more worried about its violation? After all, there are indications of the contrary, and then the Gemara goes on. That we'll leave for next time. Okay. The main problem with the Gemara, as we discussed last time, is that this Gemara basically establishes the following idea. If the only way to save the wedding is to proceed with the wedding prior to the Kavura, you're allowed to do so. Which means that it's better, which is another way of saying, that if you have the choice, if you're going to lose money, then the option that you have open to you basically is to preclude the Avelus from ever beginning by being nichnas lechupa boel bias mitzvah, right? So that the Avelus is not prior to the kavura, so that the shivas and mehmishta can precede the Avelus. That way you save the banquet, you save the shivas and mehmishta for that matter as well. And only then will you have the Avelis later. The implication is that if you have an Onein, which is what he is, Misha Mason Mutal Lefanav, before the Kavura, the individual is an Onein, right? Apparently, being Boel, being Nichnas Lechupo, Boel, Bilas Mitzvah, is easier to justify for an Onein than it is for an Avel. Because otherwise, we should have simply said, what difference does it make? Do the Kavura, let the Avelis begin, and still be Boel, Bilas Mitzvah, Parish. Or be Nichnas Lechupa Boel, Bilas Mitzvah, Parish. That's why does the Gemara opt for Nichnas, Machnisin, Esameis, Lecheder, Nesakal, Chosim, Nesakal, Lechupa? Why not simply do the Kavura? Seems much more dignified. And then do the Chupa, if the urgency is the Chupa. So it emerges, according to the Gemara, at least so it would appear on the surface, is that if you don't nip it in the, if you don't do this immediately, b'shasaninos, you're not going to be able to do it b'shasaninos. And the question is why? And Tosis, as I mentioned last time, highlights the question. The first Tosis on Daf Dalar Amud Aleph, but four lines from the bottom. V'hashta mikilinan tvei baninus daraisa mibavelus drabana. Midahava and the ila sando batipas arosh ukpia samita. What is Tosis saying? Tosis is making a statement, but the statement is really a reflection of the question. Tosis is saying, what's going on here? Aninus, at least according to Tosis, is daraisa. Avelus is only drabana. So why is it that for an aninus daraisa, we're willing to be nichnas lechupa and bol bilas mitzvah in order to make sure that it doesn't reach the point where we can't do it anymore? Why can't we do it? Because of avelus. Is avelus drabana more chamor than aninus daraisa? So Tosis in effect says, yes, because there are three nihuge avelus, which certainly don't apply to aninus, which do apply to avelus. For example, Atipas Harosh, Kviya Samita, Nihilas Asando. It's clear from the Gemara's and Moed Katan that these three Nihuge Avelos do not begin until Avelos. They don't apply to Aninus. But we still have to understand in Tosis is what do these three have to do with the Isur Tasha Shamita. That's not so clear, but Tosis is simply asking the question, right, implicitly, how can a Drabanan be more Chamor than a Daraisa? And he's saying, well, we find that it is with respect to certain things, and he's assuming that this case here in the Gemara corresponds to these things, to Atifas Arosh, Ila Sandal, and Kfiya Samit. Okay. The truth of the matter is, though, that other Rishonim, particularly the Rambam, the Ramban and the Ritva, are a little bit more forthright in dealing with this problem. They ask the question, the Rambam doesn't ask the question, but the Rambam deal with the question more directly, and the answers are a little bit more clear-cut. Last week we spoke about the Rambam and the Ramban. I just want to review them very quickly, because they represent not only important approaches to this Gemara, but to the whole institutions of Avelos and Aninos, really hinge on reading this Gemara. And the Rambam's view is, if you recall, that there is a real line to be drawn between Avelos and Aninos. That's the Rambam here again, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Avel, Halacha Beis. The emasa yischayev adam be'avel mishayista magolo. The dine avelus begins, says the Rambam, at the time when the kavura is complete. Avol kozman shelo nikvar hameis eino asur bedavar min hadvarim shahavel asur b'hem. That's a sweeping statement of the Rambam. Doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere. Until the kavura takes place, all the dine avelus, none of the dine avelus, say the Rambam, apply. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is only explicit in Moed Katan that Kfiya Samita, Atipas Arosh, and Nilas Asandol don't apply until Stima Sagola. But with regard to all the other Nihugim of Avelus, it's not clear at all. That's the Rambam's Kiddush. And the Rambam, as I mentioned last time, spells this out because the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Hey, says, Elu Dvarim Shaha Avel Asur Bahan Biyom Rishon Min HaTorah B'shal Yomim B'Divrayim Asur L'Saper L'Chabes L'Irchotz L'Asuf L'Sham B'Shmitaso L'Nos HaSando L'Asas Melacha L'Kurs B'Tora L'Uzkot HaSamita L'Froas Rosho L'Shal Shalom HaKol Acharas Ardava. The Rambam established our 11 Nihugei Avelus. So if you put together what the Rambam says in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph with what he says in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, what the Rambam is saying is all these 11 things begin at the time of the Kavura, at the time of the Kavura only. But there's an explicit Gemara, seems to be an explicit Gemara in Brachos that seems to say or imply that Tashem Shamita is Asur Ba'oneh. Right, that's the Gemara here in Brachos that we also have in the photostats again, which I'll get back to in just a minute, so I might as well again get it back in our consciousness here. The Gemara says, Mishnah says the following. Again, Misha Meso Muta Lefanav. This is the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin on the base in Brachos. This Sugin Brachos is one of the main Makaros for Aninus. Misha Mesa Mutalafanav, person who is involved in burying his dead, Onen, Pater Mikriyashma, Minatfila, Minatfilin, Mikol Mitzvah Samuras Batora. He is exempt from Tfila, Tfilin, Mitzvos, including Kriyashma. Then the Gemara says, Mutalafanav in, Vishena Mutalafanav lo, beginning of the Gemara here. Only if the mace is with him. The Gemara Tavamina was only if the mace is staring him in the face. Reminu, Misha Mesum Batulafanov, Ochob Bayas Echad, Bimela Bayas, I'm sorry, Ochob Bayas Acher, Bimela Bayas Acher, Ochob Bayas Kavero, Bimela Bayas Kavero, Osa Mechitza Vyocha, Bimela Double Asas Mechitza, Maxit Pana Vyocha. The Ena Mesum Vyocha, Vena Ochob Basa, Vena Shosayayin, Vena Mavarech, Vena Mizamein, right? Vena Mavarchan Allah, Vena Mizamden Allah, Upata Mikriashram, Natfilam, 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 and we call Mitzvah Samuras Betara. So what does the Gemara Brisa say? That if a person is an Onain, namely he has the obligation, he has not yet buried his dead, so the halakha is that he should not eat in front of the mace, that's Bizayon HaMace. He should do what he has to do to make sure that he doesn't violate the Zilzal HaMace. Moreover, right, he can't eat basar, he can't drink wine, right, and he is not involved in all these mitzvahs, brachos, mitzvahs, etc. And the Gemara goes on to say, Ubishabis, Mesa, Viocha, Basar. On the other hand, if he's an Onein and he hasn't yet done the Kavura, still an Onein, and it's Shabbos, he sits normally, he eats Basar, Vishos, Yayin, Ubivarech, Amazamin, Ubivarech, and Olive, Amazamin, Olive, he can be part of a Mizuman, etc. All the chiyuvim apply to him on Shabbos. If he's chayiv in these, the ones that are spelled out, he's chayiv in everything. So Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yochanan, my benai." What do you mean? If he's chayiv in these, he's chayiv in everything. Okay, what is the chiddush here? What is there? What's the everything beyond what is already stated? My benayu. So Gemara says, "Tash mishamita yikah benayu." Question is, according to the second day on the Gemara, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, what is it, Shimon ben Gamliel? Yeah, Shimon ben Gamliel, he's even Tashmi Shamita, Shabbos. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, it's possible that everything else, but Tashmi Shamita, no. Okay. So basically, we'll continue in just a minute with the Gemara, but basically, so what does this Gemara imply? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Tashmi Shamita on Chol is also. It's just on Shabbos that there's a debate. And indeed, that's how the Ramban and most Rishonim interpret. But if Tashmi Shamita is Asur La'onein, then Hadra Kusha L'Duchta, then our Gemara is very, very difficult. Because our Gemara seems to say that you're only going to be Docha Aninus and not Avelus. Why? After all, Tashmi Shamita is Asur Bein La'onein, Bein La'avel. On the other hand, the Rambam has a very good out of our Gemara, because the Rambam believes, right, that all the Dinei Avelos begin only Mishas Kavura. So then our Gemara is Kaftar Farach. Our Gemara is perfect. Why? Because what does our Gemara say? You better do this now, Mishas Aninos. Otherwise you're in trouble. You can't do it Mishas Avelos. Why? Because even though Aninos may be Doraisa, Avelos is Doraisa, too, according to the Rambam Biyom Rishon, but Aninos is Doraisa, but Aninos doesn't include an Yisur Tash Shamita, because that's one of the Yud Alev Davar that is not included until, or that is not incumbent upon him until the moment of Kavura. Hi, but what does the Rambam do with the Gemara Brachas? The Gemara Brachas says that there's a debate about Shabbos. The implication is that on Chol it's Asur. So Lecha Mishnah points out, another Rishonim say this as well, this is what the Rambam has to say, but what the Gemara means is whether there's a Chiyuv Tashmi Shamita b'Shabbos. Because the Gemara says that Ona is Pam b'Shavua b'Shabbos. It's a Dindra Rabbanan, but whatever. The fact is that there is such a chiyuv b'Shabbos. So with the Gemara, according to the Rambam, it's not that the Gemara wants to know whether there's an Isur Tashmi Shamita b'Shabbos. That there's no Isur Tashmi Shamita is clear, because even b'Chol there's no Isur. But the question is there a chiyuv? So that is 2 days in the Gemara, whether it's a Rishus or a chiyuv. But that it's not a never an Isur, that's clear, because Onein does not include such an Isur. But according to the Rambam, if that's the case, then we have another question. So why is it only Aviv Shalchasan B'ima Shalkala? So the Masa Zaval Ipchalo, what's the problem? There's no Yisr Tashmi Shamita. There's no name. We're not at the stage of Kavura yet. So apparently for that, you have to say that only when there's an urgency. So then, the point is that there's no Yisr Tashmi Shamita, Sanan Yisr, a Maisa Avera. But a Bizayon HaMeis, it probably is. To have a wedding, to delay Kavura, to take the body and to be machnas also the cheder, I mean, it's almost as bad as it sounds. To do that when you don't have to, constitutes zilzul ames. It's not a violation of Tasha Shamita. It's a violation of Zilzal HaMeis. So if there's something that is urgent that compels you to make this kind of a decision because you're going to incur tremendous financial loss, so then it's not considered Zilzal HaMeis because you're compelled to do this. You'd rather not. You feel terrible about it. But if you're not going to suffer a loss and just as a matter of choice you don't want to delay the wedding, then forget the Isur Tasha Shamita. Indeed, according to the Rambam, it doesn't exist. But Zilzal HaMeis it is. Delaying the Kvura and doing this with the Meis Becheder. Knisa Achnasas HaMeis Lecheder. And therefore, according to the Rambam, Ipcha Lo. That's the position then of the Rambam. So the Rambam gives us a very clear, and perhaps our sugya may be one of the Makaras for the Rambam. The Rambam is very clear in how he gets out of this problem. What remains difficult for the Rambam is only one thing. And that is the Shita itself. Why does Aninus not include the Yud Aleph Davar of Aveiros? After all, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Avel Halacha Aleph, tells us the following. Mitzvah Sasei Lehis Abel Ala Krovim. Shenemar Ve'achalti Chatas Hayom Hayitav B'Eni Hashem. What is the source of Avelus? The Rambam says, from the Pasuk, Ve'achalti Chatas Hayom Hayitav B'Eni Hashem. Aaron said, it would be inappropriate for me to eat kadshim on a day when I'm an onen. That's the source of Avelus. That's very striking. And then he goes on and he says, Ve'ein Avelus min HaTorah lo b'yom rishon b'vad shu yom ha-misa v'yom ha-kavura. Avashar ha-shiva yamim ein odin Torah. Okay. The first day of Avelus, if it's the yom kavura u'mesa, that u'misa, that's the day of Avelus d'oraisa. That's the Rambam's psalm. So the problem here is severalfold, really. What did the Rambam say? That the makar of Avelus is Aninus. Right? The Ketzef Mishnah immediately jumps in. Says the following. Perak Aleph Halach Aleph here. Mitzvah Haseh Liyisabel Al Akrovim Das HaGaonim Kedas Rabbeinu V'chein Das HaRif V'Haramban Apopi Shrameh V'Ri Cholkin U'mikol Makom Haraya Shehevi Rabbeinu Mima Shenemer V'achalti Chatas Hayom Hayita B'nei Hashem Ish L'tmo Aleha. Number one, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Pasuk does not say that you're obligated to be Misabel. It just says you can't eat kachim that day. That's all. Elish Amar Aaron Shalayita Beni Hashem Shiyocha Chatas Vaso Ayo. In the Sefer Mitzvah Shalo, not only that, but the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Kasav Mitzvah Lamed Zayin Hishen Itztavu Hakonim Sheitamu Lekrovim. The Zeba Atzmo Hu Mitzvahs Ibo. Klomar kolish mi Yisrael chayiv lehis abel al krovav. Klomar shisha meisei mitzvah. Ulechazek chiyuv ze bir also bekohen shehu muzar ala tuma sheitame al kapanim kishar Yisrael. Kedei shelo yichalesh din avelus. So what does he say? The Rambam, and it's not just the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah. It's the Rambam in the Koteret to Hilchos Avel as well. If you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avel, he says that he introduces the whole section with the following. Lehis Abel ala Krovim, this is the mitzvah of Avelus according to the Rambam. Lehis Abel ala Krovim, v'afilu koin bistame, u'mis Abel al Krovim. So the Rambam brings the halach, the chiyuv of Tumas Kohanim, that a koin is obligated to be mitame, bistame, le Krovav, as part of the mitzvah of Avelus. So the Kesef Mishnah says two things. Number one, the pasuk about Aninus, about Aaron not eating kachim, that doesn't seem to be very persuasive. Number two, what is the relationship between that and the Rambam's other limud in Sefer Mitzvot and here in the Koteret from Tumas Kohanim? If the makar is Aninus, so what's his point about Tumas Kohanim? It's also very strange. Then he goes on, he points out something else. I'm skipping now towards the end of this section, three lines before it ends, for this particular section. The Gama Raya Zuya Ishlu Tmoa. Shatuma Inyan Echad, Ravelus Inyan Acher, Vim Tziva Sheitami Lekrovav, Eimimash Mazashis Abel Aleim. Who said that Tuma is identical to Avelus? The Rambam is very strange. Even on the second point. Number one, what is the relationship between the two Makaros that the Rambam is bringing? Number two, both of them are not very convincing. So it would seem. The truth of the matter is that you could ask a more fundamental question, and like a Mishnah does. If the Rambam and Halacha Beis tells us that the Dini Avelus don't apply until Kavura, how does that fit with the Rambam and Halacha Aleph, who says that Avelus is linked with Aminus? In other words, how can the Rambam have his cake and eat it too? He says Avelus, the source of Avelus is Aninus, and then he goes on to tell you that the Dini Avelus do not apply to an Onen. So it's not just a question of the Pasuk that says Hayita Bene Hashem not being compelling doesn't prove that there's a Din of Avelus. Just proves it can't eat Kachim, doesn't prove that there's a Din of Avelus. More than that, the Dinim of Avelus really don't apply to an Onen according to the Rambam himself. What he says in Halacha Beis contradicts what he says in Halacha Aleph. That's a Lecha Mishnah's question. If you look here at the Lecha Mishnah, three lines down from the top. The Nira Dalderach Zeh Kasuv Rabbeinu Kan, Kasuv Zeh, Laudia the Isser Yom Min HaTorah. Aber in den Mitzvah Saseh Lehis Abel, Vadeh V'lav Mehochen Afkelei. Dein Kan Mitzvah Saseh Kid Kasuv Rab Kasuv Mishnah. Number one, what Aaron said doesn't imply in Mitzvah Saseh of Avelos. Number two, Elamashim Lehi Dehava Maisa the Tumah. The Kivin the Asra Torah Litame, Mashma the Niug, the Yinog rather Avelos, also Yom. It seems, according to the Rambam, that the real source, again the same idea, is not the Aninus, but the Chiyuv Lehistame. What that implies is that there must be something forcing him to violate a Din Torah. The Midaraisa Kohen is not allowed to become Tame. But apparently, there must be something going on here if he's Chayav to be Metame to probe him. Namely, he must be part of a more general Iser, Abeus. But if that's the case, again, what is the connection to Aninus? Then he goes on like a Mishnah and he says the following. He says, even those Gaonim, including the and Rambam, those who showed him, including the Rambam, who say that Avelus is Daraisa, what do they essentially say? Avelus is Daraisa the first day. If it's the Yom HaKavura, the Yom HaMisa. But if it's not the, if it's only the Yom HaMisa but not the Yom HaKavura, we can't bury that day. We have to bury on the next day. Then Avelus is not Daraisa even on the first day. So like a Mishnah says, if the Rambam learns Avelus from Aninus, and let's look at Aninus. Aninus is Daraisa, the first day, even if it's not the Yom HaKavura. This is absolutely crystal clear, even in the Rambam. If you look in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, look in Hilchos Bias Migdash, what are the dinim of an onen? He can't eat Ma'aser Sheni, he can't eat Kachim, he can't come into the Beis HaMikdash. Discussion in the Gemara whether Avodah, if he's does Avodah, whether the Avodah is Psula or not. There's a discussion in the Gemara in Zvachim, whether the night after the day is also an onen. But certainly, these are the dinim daraisa of the first day, even if it's not kavura. So how can the Rambam himself say that Avelus Yom Rishon is daraisa if it's Yom Misa Ukavura, when and learn it out from Aninus, when Aninus itself applies for Yom Misa, which is not Yom HaKavura? That's like a Mishnah's question. Let me just read a couple lines. The Kashali, the Kivin Dag Onim Rabbeinu Mashrim Aninus Achilas comes like in the middle of the first column here, a little towards the bottom. The Kashali, the Kivin Dagonim Viramba, Virabenu, Mashmaninu Sakilos Kachim, La Avelos, Ramudak called Davar Echad. If it's all one thing, Aninus and Avelos, Ukashuonin Le Akilas Kachim, Ku Avel. Now I'm skipping a line or two. In Cain, Kivin the Ik, just brings the proofs. In Cain, Kivin the Ik Aninus, Bakilos Meiser, Akilo Beyom Misa Levad, Below Kabura, who could cause of Rabbeinu, Behilkos Meiser Shani, Paragimel. Mashma, the Yom HaMisa, Mi Ahavim in HaTorah. I'm skipping a few lines just to make it quicker. So what's going on here? So how can the Avelus be like the Aninus and yet not be like the Aninus? Okay? The Chayn Nira, there's the last line now on the first column. The Chayn Nira, Medvar V'Perek Beis Milchus B'yas Mikdash. Vayim Sham. Lahava Yisur B'tash V'shamita. The Aninus V'kachim V'Avelus. Kada Milsahi. V'adra Kushal Duchla. V'dasar Beinu. Shikseh Sila'el. Now he's asking another question. If Onen and Avel are the same thing, the question that we just asked, then how can Avel be the Asur, Yud Alev Davar, and Onen not? What's going on here? So this is a very difficult question. Even if we were able to explain the Rambam from the base of our Sugya, the Sugya works very well according to the Rambam, maybe we have a clear demarcation between Aninus and Avelus, the two different things. But the problem is, how do you explain the Rambam himself?
I didn't have the word in the way character and the show of the cell phone, they took him out right away.
In the case of Aaron?
Right, not about him. Maybe.
But the diuk either way is not from that, but from the dini aninos. No one's going to argue that the well, fine, it could be fine. But the lahalacha, the isur of achilas kachim, as codified in the Rambam himself, based on the Gemara, the isur of achilas kachim, biatz mikdash, ma'aser sheni, avoda, all these apply even korban kavur, according to the Rambam himself. You may be right in terms of the psukim. It's hard to know in terms of the psukim. Whether they took them out, whether they actually did the kavura, it's hard to know. But lahalacha, it doesn't make a difference. The isur of aninos supplies bein lifnei, bein lachar, and kavura. And of course, therefore, according to the Rambam, if you're going to learn from the isur of a onen, then you've got a problem. But even if the pasuk happens to work out that way, but that's the din that's derived from that pasuk, by bein lifnei, bein lachar, and kavura. Okay, so here are several possibilities that one could suggest. I just want to throw them out very quickly. One show, there's a sefer called the Divrei Yecheskel. I was once leafing through it. So he has a discussion about this, an interesting explanation. He says, basically, in Achanami, even according to the Rambam, the halakha should be, you derive avelus from aninos, what looks like a real demarcation is not. It's just an illusion. The halakha, the Rambam makes the distinction, but that's based on a different principle. After all, the Gemara says here in Brachos that an onein is pater mikola mitzvah samuras batora. Right? Kriya Shema, and tefillah, and tefillin, mikola mitzvah samuras batora. So it's a very interesting perspective. He says, Avelus is also a mitzvah. So Misha Mesum with the Lefanov is pater mina mitzvahs, including the mitzvah Avelus. In other words, in principle, the Dini Avelos should have begun from the moment of the Misa. It's not that there's some special halacha that Kavura is Mechayev Avelos. Misa is Mechayev Avelos. But as a mitzvah, like any other mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, however you want to explain the principle of Misha Mesa, but to Lafanov, Lemaisa is Pater. So as, even though in theory he's an Avel from the minute of the Misa, because of Misha Mesa, but to Lafanov, he's Pater. That's his explanation, which, if you accept it, is very, very.
Well,
that's not Petorah Tzchiv. That's because of the financial loss. Not doing that because of the mitzvah. You can always get delay his marriage. That's not the problem. Problem is he's going to lose $200,000 or whatever it is that weddings used to cost, right? The problem is the urgency here isn't because of the mitzvah. It's because of the... I mean, I guess it is in some sense, but not the mitzvah in the sense of mitzvah say. It's in the sense of a lost opportunity.
Didn't you mention earlier that you need some kind of mitzvah to overcome the problem of covered up mess?
Not the mitzvah, you need an urgency. You need something compelling. Obviously, you consider this to be a religious value to have a wedding of a certain stature, but it's not the Torah's, you know, ase doka lo sase or osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah. It's that otherwise it's considered to be zonim, and if there's no reason to do this, you just doing it as a matter of choice because you don't want to wait. Then it's zonim. If there's a tremendous loss and halacha itself is sympathetic and sensitive to this loss, which clearly they are. So then it's not considered bizarre in a mace when you have to take such urgent action, that's all. But it's not the Torah's mitzvah. It's the Torah's, some other emergency, some other urgency.
One debate, yes, all this is the
that's a good question. We'll get that in a minute from another point of view as well. But presumably, yes. I mean, it all flows. According to the Rambam, if it's connected to to Mas Kohen, it seems to be an assay. Its general Avelus seems to be treated as an assay. Yeah, I'll speak soon if I get to it today, if not next week. The Ran and the Ramban speak about it in terms of Miesh Koch Biar Chachamim Lachar Dover Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tasa, because they consider Avelus to be an assay, even. But I'll get to that. But so it would seem. It's a good question, though. As a Niyug, it looks like a negative. Not only that, but a few others as well. Okay, that's, of course, the problem with this is, the benefit of it is that really you're able to maintain the connection that in theory the Rambam too believes that Avelus begins in Aninus. It just doesn't for other reasons, because Aninus internally camouflages, if you will, the Avelus. But it's really, really good. But the problem with it, of course, is twofold. Number one, on a practical level, What about in situations where there are chiyuv mitzvos for an onin? We'll soon see that Rebbeinu Tam, for example, is of the opinion that let's say a person is an onin, but he's not going to bury his, he's not going to be involved in the kavura. So, for example, basar v'yayin, no iser. That's the position of Rebbeinu Tam. We'll read it soon in Tosfos and Brachos. According to the Divrei Chasko, you'd have to say the same thing with regard to Dinei Avelos. Maybe you would. Maybe he wouldn't be uncomfortable with that. But that should be noted. Secondly, on a more conceptual level, it's one thing to say that other mitzvos are exempted by the status of aninus, because other mitzvos represent something separate from, different than aninus. And when a person's in a state of aninus, so we understand very well that he's going to be pater. Avelos. There's a little bit more, there's a little bit of an irony here. Of course, what is the Avelos if not an expression of his tsar, of his loss? So to say that even Dine Avelos are niftar because of Aninus, that's not so obvious. So it could be that that depends on a machlokas between Rashi and Tosis, or double machlokas Rashi and Tosis and Brachas. Look at Rashi and Tosis and Brachas. They have a debate about the reason that you're pater mikriya shema, and for that matter, what it means that you're pater mishar mitzvos. Rashi says that Misha Meso Mutalafanov, Patul Milikros Kriyashma, Rashi and the Mishnah here in Yud Zayin Mudbeis, Lefisha Hutarud B'Machsheves Kvaratzo. The Havadumi the Chasan, the Patul Misha Tirda the Mitzvah. The reason is it's a Tirdas Mitzvah, a kind of Osik Mitzvah, Patul Mitzvah, or something very similar at least. Practically, because he's so preoccupied with his obligation of Kavura, so he's pater. If you say that, then it's quite possible that this applies to Dinei Avelos as well. On the other hand, Tosfos immediately explains differently. Pater mikriya shma, Tosfos says, Birushalmi mefarish tama, this is again, this is a very important principle, Amar Abun. It's inappropriate to say Kriya Shema. That's not nothing to do with Tirdas Mitzvah. It's not a practical problem. It's a formal problem. When you're an Onein, Kriya Shema is inappropriate. Can't have the proper Kabbalah, the meaning of Kriya Shema does not apply, etc. If you say that, if you apply that to Dini Avela, so again, if you're talking about Tirda, that may apply to the practical Nihuge Avelas as it applies to other mitzvahs. If you're speaking about Yamim Shat Osek B'chayim, then of course that's not a reason to exempt Dinei Avelos. The essence of Dinei Avelos are Iskei and Misa, Tzar. By the same token, this applies, this debate, not exactly, but on a slightly different level, also plays itself out with regard to other mitzvahs. With regard to other mitzvahs, the Rashi's view is, here in Brachos again, that Rashi says, Ve'enim Evarech, three lines from the bottom. Ve'enim Evarech, Ve'en Tzarech Levarech Birchas HaMotzi. Ve'enim Ezamein, Eino Tzarech Levarech Birchas HaMazon. Rashi's view is, there's no chiyuv. And Tosfos immediately jumps in, I'll read this at the beginning, I'll get to the rest of this Tosfos later. Ve'enim Evarech, Pirush Rashi, Ve'en Zakuk Levarech. Meaning he's not obligated to be Kabrach. Masha Mitok Perusha, Shem Ratzel Levarech, Rashai. Miu Birushalmi Kamar, Imratza Lahakmir Ein Shomelo. The Kachni or Lomar, Ein Mavarech, Ein Rashoi Lavarech. In Farish Birushalmi, Lama, the Kamar, Mipne, Kvodo Shomeis, Inami, Mipne, Shein Lamisha Yisa Maso. So there are two reasons given by the Birushalmi. So number one is a very important Machlokas Rashi and Tosis here. Rashi's view is, again, it's a tour. Tosis says it's a Chiyu. To Issa, rather. You're not allowed to do mitzvos on the day that you're an onin. But there are two days why. One, for a very practical reason, because you have to focus on the mitzvah at hand, right? Namely, kavura. The other, of course, is mipnei kavodo shel meis. So again, if you talk about now, what about dinei avelos? Well, avelos should apply according to the Rambam because the makor of avelos is aninos. So we don't understand. That's the lack of Mishnah's questions. What's going on here? How can it have the same makor with different, and the dinei avelos don't apply? So if you want to give this answer that really it applies, but no one in your potum la mitzvahs, and that applies to avelos as well. So if you're going to take the approach that it's because of kavura, tirda, then again it might make sense. But if it's a question of kavod el shomeis, then it's definitely very debatable. Even that I think is a way to explain it. I'll get to that in a little while, get to the ritva, but certainly it's very, very debatable that nihugei avelos are a violation of kavod hameis. As mitzvos generally are. Why? Because mitzvos represent business as usual for a Jew. It's business as usual. Makes brachos, does mitzvos. Kavod HaShomeis demands this day is different. You can't do even a mitzvah as you're focusing on the tragedy that has befallen you. Right? That's Kavod HaShomeis. But are you going to say that about Nihugei Avelos? Nihugei Avelos contributes to your expression of tzar. Right? That's your outlet. Unless you say that as it's not time yet for an outlet, which I'll get to later on. But certainly it's not obvious that you would, which is all I'm interested in showing, that you would say that because you're potter or you're even asur, the chala mitzvos, that the dinim of avelos are included in that as well. But that's the approach of the Rebbe Yecheskel. I think it's a very interesting approach. I say at least it maintains the integrity of the link between aninus and avelos. What would emerge would be halacha base, notwithstanding halacha base is true in the Rambam, but in essence, conceptually, even avelos really begins mishas misa. Okay, here's another possible approach. Two other possible approaches that I heard in the name of the Rav. I didn't hear directly, but indirectly. One possibility is that basically we should temper the implications of halacha aleph. True, the Rambam does quote aninus as a source of avelos, but that does not mean that aninus and avelos are identical, even according to the Rambam. After all, as the Kesef Mishnah does point out, the Rambam would say for a mitzvah doesn't mention aninus, he focuses on tumas kohanim. And even here in the Koteret, the Rambam mentions tumas kohanim. And the Kesef Mishnah points out, what do you need both? The makor is aninus, it isn't tumas kohanim. Maybe then, the only connection to aninus is one connection. That is the acharisa ki yom mar. The idea that the yom hamisa is a yom mar, that's what we learn from aninus. Avelos and aninus are two different things, but they share one common denominator, and that is yom mar. Halal shem yom mar, that this is the day of intensity of avelos, that's what we learn from aninus. However, the dinim of aninus and the dinim of avelos are two completely different things. And for that matter, to answer the Lechemishon's question, that's why avelos is dafka yom miso kavura. Because the kavura is the mechayiv of avelos. But dafka biyomar. Those are two mechayivim, two elements you require for avelos. For aninus, all you require is yomar. Because essentially aninus, and the Gemara says this in Sanhedrin, that the essence of aninus is belev. Aninus is an emotional state of mind, or state of the heart. It's a state of feeling. And on a yomar, you're an onen, with all the consequences that flow. Avelos, on the other hand, is also obviously a state of mind, but it's a state of mind with an outlet, or with actions that reinforce that state of mind, or give it objective expression. Namely, nihugei avelos, the yud alav davar. According to the Rambam, what's mechayev, the yud alav davar, those nihugim, is kavura. But only as long as you can, midaraisa, as you have that intensity, that pitch of emotion, yomar. So it's a different stage in yomar. But it's a stage nonetheless. So what you learn from aninus is not that avelos, not the dinim of avelos, but the status of yomar. And then, if you have kavura, which is mechayev avelos on the yomar, then you have avelos d'oraisa. For that matter, then one can explain what is the role of tumas kohanim. Tumas kohanim reflects the fact that the kavura is the beginning of the avelos. The kavura is a nihug, an action that you do, which expresses your state of avelus. And the interesting thing is this, again, the Rav pointed out, that this may be perfectly consistent with another Rambam. The Rambam in Parag Beis, Hilchos Avelus, Halacha Vav, has a very interesting debate with the Ravid. The Rambam here says, Kama chamura mitzvah avelus, how severe, how chamur is the mitzvah avelus, Shaharei nitkes lo hatuma v'pnei krova. The Yisur to be metame lekrovim for a Kohen is thrust aside because of avelus. Kadei she yisasek imoyim v'yisabel aleihem. Shenemar ki'im l'sh'eiro ha'karov elav, l'imo, l'aviv, etc. Lo yitama mitzvah sase. She'im lo ratzo lehitame metame no sal korcho. It's not only a heter. It's a chiyuv. A Kohen is obligated, not just mutter, to be metame to his krovim. And if he doesn't want to, we force him to. Right. Then he goes on and he says the following. Bamed var maburim b'scharim shehu zaru al atuma. Aval akonos hol b'einan muzharos al atuma kein einan mitzuvos lehistame lekrovim. Elim ratzu mistamos v'mlav lo metamos. What does the Rambam say? The halacha is that anashim gvarim kohanim are asurim lehistame except the Krovim. And the Krovim, they're Mechuyavim. Nashim, right, it's Lebnei Aaron v'lo Lebnos Aaron, right? Nashim do not have this obligation not to be Metamei Lemeis. So Rambam says, since they don't have the obligation not to be Metamei, they also don't have the Chiyuv to be Metamei to Krovim. Very striking Rambam. The Ravid says, right away attacks us. Omer Avram, Kosher. Haditanya ishtar rusa la onen v'la metamela v'chein hila onenis v'la metamela anasu metamela. Gemara implies elsewhere that that she is metame, even though there's no iser for everybody else. The question is, what's going on here? What's the debate between the Rambam and the Ravid? The Ravid's position is very simple. The Ravid says that apparently kavura is a very important mitzvah. And one should engage in this mitzvah. A Kohen should engage in it, even if he has to go so far as to be mistaken. Certainly, a Kohenes, who has no Iser Tumah, she certainly has to engage in the Kavura. The Rambam says, the obligation to be mistame in Kavura is not a halacha in Kavura. What it is a reflection of Nihuge Avelus. It's a way of demonstrating how much pain and suffering you're in. So says the Rambam, if normally there's an Iser, then for you to be mistane in what normally constitutes an Iser is an expression of your avelus. But if in general there's no Iser letame, so then what's the big deal if you're mistame lekavura? That doesn't express really avelus, at least not in an intensive way. Just means you're involved in the kavura, which is very nice. But we wouldn't say it's not a chiv avelus. According to the Rambam, what makes it a chiv avelus is precisely the fact that it demonstrates how much pain you're in and what kind of state you're in, what kind of state you're supposed to be in, what kind of state halacha demands that you be in. So that's limited to bnei Aaron, who have the iser tumah. They have the chiv tumah l'shem avelus. But Bnos Aaron, for whom the Issa L'tameh doesn't exist, that's not a demonstration of Avelus. Whereas the Ravid thinks, no, it's an obligation, Kavura is an obligation, period. It even overrides the Iser. When there's no Iser, then certainly it overrides. What emerges then is that the idea that Avelus is doing actions for the Rambam, and this is the source of the Rambam. In other words, let's analyze the Rambam's source in light of Perek Beis Halacha Vav, where he defines the significance of that source. What emerges is that what is avelus according to the Rambam? Doing actions which take on a new dimension of meaning, expressing your pain as an outlet of avelus. So what role does the onin play? Nothing. Just to indicate that the context, the day in which that's to be done, is a harisa ki yomar, which of course reflects itself in dinei aninus purely, and in this after kavura, in these kind of actions that we'll demonstrate. Rav wants, okay, that's the second approach. I also heard the name of the Rav, a third explanation, but I think one which pretty much fits, it fits really with the second one, but it's simply an added point. And that is that maybe the Rambam is also Lushitaso in another point. Mentioned earlier that there's a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban, other Rishonim, do Dvarim Shebitzina, right, to the private aspects of Avelus, do they apply in Yontif or not? And the Rambam Perek Yud, Hilchos Avelus, Halacha Gimel, says nothing applies, no Dine Avelus applies on Yontif, only on Shabbos. And that's why the Rambam later on, when he talks about our Gemara, substitutes the word the Moed for Shabbos. So that's where Shabbos for Moed. Okay. So the Rav wanted to suggest that the debate between the Rambam and the Ramban is again along the following lines. Are there Nihuge Avelus when there's no Minyan Avelus? That's the question. Shabbos is Ola L'Minyan Avelus. Yantif is not Ola L'Minyan Avelus. That's why the Rambam says when it comes to Yantif, there are no Dvarim Shebitzina either. The Nihugim only apply in the Minyan. Why? Because the essence of the period of Avelus is precisely that it is a period that you count and that you do actions which demonstrate your tsar. Basically, and this goes to the question whether it's an Aseh or not, but what I wanted to suggest is that Avelus is also a Kiyum Belev, like owning. But the difference is that the chiyuv is nihuge avelus. In other words, aninus is purely a state of mind. It's belave. Like the Gemara says it's in Sanhedrin. That aninus is a davar shebelave. It's the way in which you feel, the experiential component alone. What the Rambam has in mind is that in avelus you do certain actions, you conduct yourself in a certain way. There's a certain formal trapping that creates a climate which is conducive to the Avelus Shebelev. It's the combination of doing things, the Nihugim, and the impact that results or that flows from it. So basically, the Shiva is a period which accomplishes that goal. So, for example, the question, are the Nihuge Avelus Isurim or Chiyuvim? But I've always thought that they are Chiyuvim. But it expresses itself in negative things. Don't wear leather shoes, don't engage in Tash Shamita, don't do Rechitza, don't do Sicha, don't say Shalom Lechaverka. It may look like these are not Maisa Averas. What they are is actions which will secure the character of the day. Not doing these things are the demonstrative, concrete way of instilling in yourself and in the day a spirit of avelus, a sense of loss. It's always a mitzvah say, it's always a kiyum. But if that's the case, then you might say the following, so that's why it's a third approach. Basically, aninus and avelus are similar in terms of the theme. Right? The feeling of tsar, belev, that's common. But what's unique, what's the added dimension of avelus is that you do concrete actions to generate that feeling, to sustain that feeling, and to surround that feeling with objective manifestations. That only begins Mishas Kavura, because only Mishas Kavura does the Minyan Avelus begin. Therefore the Nihugim depend on the Minyan. That's the Rambam Shita by Yantif, that's the Rambam Shita with regard to Aninus. Of course, there's one terrible problem here. I don't know how the Rav answered this question. I said I didn't hear it directly, so I don't know. But I asked a few people, I've never gotten a good answer. What do you do with our Gemara? So our Gemara says, you're knowing Shiva Simei HaMishta, and then you're knowing Shiva Simei HaVeilus. In other words, the Shiva doesn't begin. And yet the Gemara says, and even according to the Rambam, the Gemara says this, that you're knowing Dvarim Shebitzino. To Shabbos, not Kiyantiv. But nonetheless. So this idea that you never have Nihugim without Shiva is not true with regard to our Gemara. At the same time, even having said that, one can, I think, just modify it slightly. Shiva Simei HaMishta is still different than Yantif. Shiva Simei HaMishta, it could be that the Gavra, the individual, Chasan and the Kala, they're in a state of Simcha. And that's why they're not knowing Dvarim Shiva Farhesya, Rav Elis. But the days themselves, the Yom, is not a Yom Simcha. That's still the difference between Yantif and Yimei Mishta, something which we'll need for other points as we come to them as well. When it comes to Yantif, it's a Yom Simcha. Mikrei Kodesh is what creates a Simcha of Yantif. And therefore the idea that you would have Nihugim on that day, that makes no, that's contradictory. Even Dvarim Shebetzina. Shiva Simei Mishta, it's true that there's no Minyan Avelus. That part I can't say, that part of the equation. But the idea still is that there's nothing about the day that is contradictory to Nihuge Avelus. It's just that the individual has an obligation of Simcha which counteracts it. That might be the difference. In any case, what emerges, just to sum up, is that the Rambam has, there's a problem in the Rambam, just to sum up. Number one, the Rambam links Aninus and Avelus, and yet the Rambam makes a very clear line dividing them. So either you can take the Dvar Yechezkel's approach, which is the Dvar Yechezkel's approach, which is that it's the p'tur of a kind of Tirdas Mitzvah or Tirdas Gvura, which is Poter, but as I say, that I think is not a Dvar Pashut, because you have to then relate to Rashi and Tosfos about Kriyat Shema, Rashi and Yerushalmi about the Petur Mitzvahs of Kol Torah Kula, and see whether Avelus really should be equivalent to these other dinim. That's one approach. Or Avelus and Aninus really are very different, but what you get from Aninus is one thing, and that is the status of Yom Mar. Difference is, however, that the dinim of Avelus really only begin Mishas Kavura, not Mishas Misa. And then the third approach is that theoretically you really would have had Avelus Mishas Nisa. But you never have the Nihuge Avelus without having either the Minyan of Shiva, which is the Rambam's view also in regard to Yantiv, or, if you want to say it in a different way, without there being a Yom, which is at least not contradictory to Nihuge Avelus, which maybe you have by Yimei Mishta and Shabbos, but do not have with regard to Aninus or with regard to Avelus. Okay, that's the Rambam. The second approach to the whole sugya, as I mentioned last week, is the Ramban. Ramban's view is exactly the opposite of the Ramban. The Ramban says that Aninus and Avelus, although in one place the Ramban disagrees, but generally speaking, the Ramban sees Aninus as if anything a more intensive Avelus. Not this very, very clear demarcation. On the contrary, a great deal of overlap. If anything, Eincha Avelus Gdola Mi Aninus, says the Ramban. After all, the Isra of Achilas Basar and Shtiyas Yayin. It's even more chomer than Avelus. And in the Chatzar, no greater Tzar than the first moment when you learn of your loss. And therefore the Ramban says, in theory, the Nihuge Avelus begin Mishas Misa, not Mishas Kavur. With three exceptions. Hatifas Arosh, Kfiyas Amita, and Nila Sando. Gemara says that they only begin Mishas Kavur. So here the Ramban gives two suggestions. One is, the only reason that these three are delayed is for purely pragmatic reason. They interfere with the Kavura. That's the reason, since they get in the way, they don't apply. But all the other Nihugim, which don't interfere with the Kavura, they apply from the moment of the Misa. Or, says the Ramban, these are the Nihugim that really focus not on lack of Simcha, but on Tsar, Nibul. Nibul, he says, is only Dindrabanan. Aninus only applies the Avelus Daraisa, and that's lack of Idonim. No Simcha. No Tanugim. That's the Daraisa. That's the other Dinei Avelus. They apply Mishas Misa. The Dinei Tsar, the Dinei Nibul, they're Drabanan, they only apply Mishas Ava. As Ramban gives two reasons to explain why these three are different, but the point is that you can see in both of the reasons that the Ramban offers, that in principle, Avelus begins Mishas Aminus. For that matter, the Ramban has to contend with the problem that the Rambam doesn't. Why does the Shiv only begin Mishas Kavura? According to the Rambam, the answer is simple, because Avelus only begins Mishas Kavura. According to the Ramban, Avelus really begins Mishas Aninus. So why should the Shiva begin? So here too, the Ramban gives two answers. One answer, he says, well, the Dinei Shiva would interfere with the Kavura. Or the Kavura, rather, would break, I'm sorry. The Kavura would break up the Shiva, the Zayin Yamim. Or, he says, another possibility, you want the Zayin Yamim to be the most intense in terms of Nihugei Avelis that they can be, including the three that are delayed, Yilasando, Kdiyas Amita, Atifas HaRosh. Since you want the full complement of Nihugim, therefore they delayed the Avelis, they delayed the Shiva until you could have that, namely post-Kavura. But again, what's clear in the Ramban is both answers, again, are very technical. In theory, the Shiva could have begun, according to the Ramban, at the time of the Aninus. If that's the case, there's really almost no difference between Aninus and Avelis, so then our sugya is a terrible problem. So why does the Gemara say that you can be doche the Aninus, but apparently you can't be doche the Avelis? So Ramban says, Inokanami, Yisufasha Shamita is Doraisa, Be'aninus ubi Avelis, and they're identical. And the reason you can be doche is because Osek Mitzvah, he says, Osek Mitzvah Patamin Mitzvah. The mitzvah of Piri V'Rivia, in this case in particular, since there's some urgency, for other reasons, is doche the Iser Tash Shamita, and it would have been doche in Avelis too. The only thing is that we're interested in not just getting rid, not just getting the marriage in under the gun, we're interested in the Shiva Simei Mishnah as well. That's where the difference lies. Had you waited until the Avelis begun, the Shiva Simei Avelis would have begun. The Dina point of the Ramban, the Shiva begins Mishas Kavura, not Mishas Aninus. So the Ramban says what the Gemara is really concerned about is not the banquet, but the Shiva Simei Mishnah. If that's the case, you have to make sure that your Bo Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, the Nixchub Bo Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, prior to the Avelis. Because even though the Yisra Tashish Amita is identical, what is not identical is the onset of Shiva. And for that reason, you have to precede the Shiva by being by doing all this only b'shas aninus, not b'shas avelis. That's the Ramban's basic approach. Okay. There's a third shita, and that's the Ritva. The Ritva says something in between the Rambam and the Ramban, but very interesting. Basically, what he says is, Inokanami, all things being equal, an onin is also b'tashas shamita. However, he says, what is an onein? An onein is misha mesa muta lefanav. And a person who is being nichnas l'chupa, and who has the right to be nichnas l'chupa, is in the category of misha ein misa mesa muta lefanav. Where does he get it from? It's an extension, but a very considerable extension, of this Gemara in Brachos. Gemara goes on to say, from the point where we left off, if you recall, the Gemara had this question. Gemara started off with a question. The Mishnah says, "Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav," right? And then the Gemara says, "Only Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav," right? But if he's not Lefanav, no. But after all, the Brisa seems to say that you shouldn't eat in front of the mace, right? And you should try to go to somebody else's house, etc. And even in that context, the Gemara says, the Brisa says there that you're potter mikol mitzvah samuris patora. Mikriya Shom Tefillin and all the dinim, meaning even if you're not staring the mace at the mace, so you're not even living under the same roof as the mace, even then the dinim I need to supply. So what's going on? So finally the Gemara gives the answer here. Amar Rav Papa, I'm continuing where I left off. Amar Rav Papa, this is again Yud Chesam Aleph. Amar Rav Papa, Tirgama Amaksi Panavi Ochel. So Papa says, Inokanami, all the dinim of aninus only apply when you're in the same room with the mace. And we're talking about the specific case where he's eating by turning his back on the mace. He doesn't have anywhere to go. If he left the house, he went to somebody else's house, the halakha would be that all the dinim of aninus, all the dinim of aninus don't apply. That's Rav Papa's view. Rav Ashi Yoma, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Kivan shemutal al v'lekovro, Kemuta lefanav dami. Shenema v'yakam Avraham yalpnei mesa. Shenema v'ekra mesa milafanai. Kolzman shemuta lo v'kovro. Kemuta lefanav dami. Meso. Okay. Then I'll meso mishamilah. I will leave for another time. Okay. So what does he say? Ravashi says, Meso Mutal Lefana doesn't mean literally, it doesn't mean physical presence, it means L'chiyuv Kvura. It's Askus B'Kvura. That's what it means. So the ritual says the following. Misha Meso Mutal Lefana means whoever is involved in Kvura. But if you're involved in something else, then you're not in the category of Misha Meso Mutal Lefana. And then the Surei Aninus don't apply either, the Shame Onin doesn't apply. Because what the Gemara says is, 2 days in the Gemara, Misha Meisam Butal Lefanav means physically, or Misha Meisam Butal Lefanav means you have the Chiyuv Kvur Sametz. The Ritva takes it a step further. Let's say you have the Chiyuv Kvur Sametz, but you're also involved in something else, another Dvar Mitzvah. That too is not considered Misha Meisam Butal Lefanav. That's a very big leap from what the Gemara says. Where does it get it from? Or where does it echo? Almost the same ideas in Tosis. Look at Tosis here in Brachos. The one we started before, Beit HaMavarech, also says, I'll start again. Pirush Rashi v'ein zogek levarech. Mashma mitok perusho, shirmatz levarech rashoi. Miu birushal mikam, I read this already, I'm just reading it very quickly again. Imratz lahachmir ein shomen lo. V'kach nira lomar, ein HaMavarech, ein rashoi levarech. V'mfarish birushalmi, lama, why is it a person who's not allowed to do mitzvot when he's an onen? Two reasons. V'kalmar mipnei kvodo shomeis. This is very fascinating. Doing mitzvot is a violation of Kavanah Meis. He has to be involved in the actual Kavura. Osek mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. Parich, Yerushalmi asks, Vatanya patam in a tilas lula. And Onin's patam in a tilas lula. Vakasoka daitach to marry Biyantif. Ubo ena toradli samaso. And Yantif is not, you're not allowed to engage in the Kavura. So what do you see? That the only reason that you're not allowed to do mitzvos must be mishum kavra meis, not mishum ein lo misha yisa maso, namely actual involvement in kavura sa meis. In mishani, tiftar b'chol, pirish b'chol ha-shomoid. You pick up a lulav not only on yontif, but on chalamoid as well. So the possibility that he's actually involved in kavura sa meis, that remains a possibility. Vatanya patr mitkiya shofar, and tkiya shofar is only on yontif, only on Rosh Hashanah. There you don't have the option of saying we're dealing with Cholamoid. There's no Cholamoid for Rosh Hashanah. Mishani Amrab Chanina Mikivin Shehu Zokik Lahachin Aaron V'Tachrichin. Indeed, maybe we're talking about Yantif, but on Yantif he's already getting ready for the Kavura of tomorrow. He's being Mechin, again, whether he's allowed to do that on a separate point, but he's being Mechin the Aaron and the Tachrichin. Kedetan Machshichin Alatchum. Even though it's still Shabbos or Yontif, Lahavila Aron V'Takrichin. K'mo Shehu Nosei Masa Odami. Therefore, his Askus B'Kvura doesn't literally mean carrying him to the Kavura. It means involvement in preparation for the Kavura. And that can take place even on Yontif. Therefore, we have no Raya, whether it's Kavar HaMeis, which is Oser the Mitzvahs, or his Askus B'Meis. Okay. Alma Mashmed V'Shabbos V'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. Any Rosh Hashanah Varech Leispalo, the Torah Lach Shechal Atchum, Lahavi Aron V'Takrichin. Then he says, V'Kosher Misefa, Diktoni V'Shabbos V'Varech Lalo V'Mezam Lalo, V'Chein Tani Nami V'Rushalmi, V'Med V'Mamurim B'Cho, V'Shabbos Mesa V'Yochal V'Varech, V'Oni Machrov, Ame. Just for the saying that on Yantar for Shabbos, you can also have Turei Onen. Ibn the Gemara says that on Shabbos, all the mitzvahs apply. V'Omar Harid, the Pligi Adodi Reisha V'Sefa B'Rushalmi. It's Machlokas in Yerushalmi. On this point, whether on Shabbos and Yantif, one can speak about Ptur mitzvahs only. Okay. V'rabbi Nisano hoya omer, efshal yashpo devada imda talachshich ala tchum, oz yeshon lomer detar lachshich, v'en rosh ala vark. Abasef amari b'shein da talachshich ala tchum, u'miu haitam alo shaykh l'tamam d'mishum kvoda. Says if the rationale between Ptur mitzvahs or Yisur mitzvahs is tirda b'kvura, so he says, then there's no problem. We have to figure out, is he or is he not? If he's spending Shabbos without being Torah in B'Kvura, he's not being Mechin, the Tachrichin, and the Aron, so then he's Chayim B'Chol HaMitzvos. If, on the other hand, he's being Mesasek B'Kvura, so then he's Potter. But if the rationale is Kvodo Shomeis, then you've got a problem, because then it shouldn't matter what he's doing. Either way, it should be awesome. Then he says, in Yerushalmi, the Mishani, the Potter, and the Tilas Lula of the Meir B'Chol HaMoed, the Torah Lisa Masal, Ramadnu Shabakalamoid Shaykh Aninos, Kishamesa Mutalafanov. The Kivin the Kishamutalafanov, Shaykh Aninos, Kimutalal of the Kovro, Kimutalafanov David. Misha Meso, as he says, you see from here that since you can bury somebody, B'chalamoed, that's considered Misha Meso Mutalafanov. Even though B'chalamoed has certain elements of Yontif, still, the Peturei Aninus, the Yisurei Aninus are going to apply. And then he says, and this is the important part, B'chein Ipcha. The same thing applies in the opposite direction. Misha Meso Mutalafanov, a person who hasn't yet buried his mace, the Einol of the Kovro, but he himself is not going to be involved in the Kavura. Eino Noheg Aninus. V'chein Mashma B'Yerushalmi. Nimsa L'Rabim, Ochel Basar V'Shosa Yayim. Nimsa L'Ksefayim, K'Nimsa L'Rabim. If he is no longer involved in the Kavura, even if it's Kodim Kavura, the mace has not yet been buried, the halakha is that the Pture and the Yisurei Aninus do not apply. Now, Korach Nimsa L'Rabim wrote Salon Barafidul Lefanov. Yishalol Lefanov, Tepik Leishem Yad Chal Lav Avelis, Mishiyatzim Tatsach Besal. Even if he's there, even if he's there, even if he's watching, but he's not going to be involved in the Kavura, the Peturei Aninus don't apply. The Kivud Lo Chal Lav Aninus, Imkein Adam Shein Yachal Likvar Meso, Kugon Adam Shemesa Besal Surin, Vein Moshe Manicha Lekovro. Let's say a person dies in jail, and the government won't release the body, so there can be no Kavura. Even though he wants, his relatives want to. It's out of their hands. Nira she'en chayev linog ba'aninus. She'en zen mutal al v'kavro. Mutal al v'kavro does not just mean in both directions. It doesn't mean whether you can, whether it's prior to kavura or not. What it means is whether you're involved in the kavura. You can be involved even on a yantif. You can be not involved even on chol. Namely, Avelus and not Aninus. This is something very interesting. What happens if you can't have Kavura? So there's no Dini Aninus. But sometimes the Avelus will begin. Because, let's say, he's taken the mace as far as he's going to take it, and now it's in the hands of somebody else. So as far as he's concerned, the Kavura has already taken. It's going to happen, the Avelus begins. In a case where he still has hopes that there will be a Kavura someday, there's no Aninus and there's no Avelus either. It's a limbo state. The truth is that this question, whether if there's no Aninus, is there Avelus or not, which is of course what's being discussed here partially, should depend on some of the issues we spoke of earlier. According to the Ramban, for example, if the only reason that there aren't full dine avelus, b'shas aninus, is because of the involvement in the kavura, then the second that there's no involvement, there should be dine avelus anyway, even if he hopes that there will be a kavura in the future. Doesn't make a difference. And the same thing would be true for the Rambam if the Rambam really believes that, namely, if the only reason is osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah, or something of that sort. So it's if you believe, like the Rambam, that the Rambam believes that the kavura is the mechayev of avelus, then even in a limbo state where there's no aninus, because there's no kavura, there still will not be avelus, because it's the kavura that's always going to be mechayev the avelus. So this question that the Yerushalmi discusses may very well depend on the relationship between aninus and avelus developed earlier. Then he goes on to say, he'll fix it with the government that there will be a kavura. This is something that took place. Maisa. Drab Lazar, Brab Shim, Brab Shim, Brab Metzia, the Pasak Mitzvah Saninus, the Pasak Mitzvah Saninus. The Maisa, Shemesa, Chosash, Rabbein Tam, B'Shabbos. Rabbein Tam lived in a distant city, and he heard that his sister had died on the Shabbos. The Hodilah, B'Motzai Shabbos, B'Irach Eretz. And he knew that there was no way that he was going to make the Kavura. V'Ochal Basar, V'Shasa Yayin. Rabbein Tam drank wine, ate Basar. The Amar, given Sheyesh Labal, Shachai Bikvurasa, Eno Asur Bavasa Vigayin, since he was distant and she had somebody to bury her husband, his sister's husband, therefore Aninus doesn't apply. The Esha Shagam Rabbeinu Tam, Imhaya Biyaratzma Hoya Meko Melzotam. Even had he been in the city, maybe Rabbeinu Tam would have been Meko for this reason. Now this is very interesting. What Tosis is discussing, Rishalmi is discussing, is the idea that aninos means mishamesa mutalufanav, not only prior to kavura. Never mind, doesn't mean nimtza ba'oso bayis. Never mind chayav b'kavura. What about actual involvement in the kavura? But what's interesting about all of this is that if Bishlomo, if you take the view of the Yerushalmi, that everything depends on what's the language? She'ein l'misha yisa maso, a kind of tirdas mitzvah. So then we understand very well with Yerushalmi the rest of this discussion. So if he's not actually involved, if it's from Inatam, and if she has a husband, or it's a different city, so the government wouldn't release the body. Very well and good, we understand very well. Everything depends on the tirda. There is or isn't tirda. If it's a question of kavod ames, so why does it depend on the actual hisaskus b'kavura? What emerges apparently then, according to this view, if it's kavod ames and yet these dinim apply, is that even kavod ames depends on there being a chiyuv kavura. A person who is involved in the kavura, in that aspect of the misa, that's a certain kind of tsar, that's a certain mental state too. That's where the kavod ames comes in. If he's involved in kavod ames in kavura, I'm sorry, if he's involved in the kavura, then it's not kavod ames for him to be doing certain things.
What about a misasek mitzvah?
Same dinim?
Would also have these,
Yeah, probably not, but I mean, certainly the other dinim would. Yeah, that's a good question. Interesting question. Probably not these dinim, but the other. They certainly the peturim would all apply. They also get the patur mitzvahs all apply. They even apply to the noseis aron and the machlifin. Yeah. Okay. So the point is as follows: if you believe if you take the rationale of kavura meis here, and it's not a question of also mitzvah patur mitzvah. So the idea is that kavura sameis or involvement in kavura sameis is a formal status of misha meisam b'talafanav. Essentially, that's what the Ritva is. Give me 1 minute to finish this. That's essentially what the Ritva is saying here. All the Ritva is mechadish something very interesting here. The Ritva says in Akanami, Onein is also b'tash shamita. That's a Gemara in Brachos, he says. But there's still a fundamental difference between an Onein and an Avel. And that is that the definition of an Avel is static. The definition of an Onein is flexible. Once the Kavura takes place, you're an Avel. And an Avel is also b'tash shamita. But an onein is misha meisa mutalafonov. So for some reason, you can justify delaying the kavura. He's not involved in the kavura, so he's not misha meisa mutalafonov. If he had been a misha meisa mutalafonov, an onein, he would be also b'tash v'shamita. But he's not, because he's not misha. What makes him not a misha meisa mutalafonov? The fact that there's an urgency here to be nichnas l'chopa. That's not a violation of kavura. It's if he's meisa mutalafonov, that's a certain intensity of avelus, which makes Tashma Shamita Bizayin Ames. But if he's not in the Geder of Misha Mesa Mutalafanov, then he's not an Onein. So what emerges the point of the Ritva is that Misha Mesa Mutalafanov is a formal, not a practical status, number one. It's a shear in Tsar or Avelus or Kavod Ames, number two. Number three, even if there is an Isa Tashma Shamita La Onein, it's different than the Isa Tashma Shamita La Avel. Because according to the Rambam and the Ramban, they debate, do Dine Aninus begin really Mishas Misa or Mishas Kavura? And the Rambam says only Mishas Kavura, and the Ramban says, in theory, and for most Dine Avelus, Mishas Misa. The Ritva takes a middle position. Dine Avelus begin Mishas Kavura, but there are also Nihuge Aninus. But they're halachas in Aninus, not in Avelus. And therefore, if the formal status of owning doesn't apply, even though it's Shas Misa, the Yisur Tash Shemita will not apply. And it's according to the Ramban, this is not true, either because the Ramban thinks that this doesn't... He is Misha Mesam with the Lefano. He is a Chiyuv Kavura. The only thing is he's involved in something else at the moment. Or, even if the Ramban would have conceded that the definition of Misha Mesam with the Lefano doesn't apply, the Ramban says it doesn't matter. The Dini Avelus begin Mishas Misa. So he's in a chavel, gadol mi'onein, but Torah avelus he's also. The Ritva says it's not true. Aninus is l'chud and avelus l'chud, even though the Isur Tash Shemitah applies to both. I just want to leave on one last, I know I'm 2 minutes over time, but just one last note. And that is that psychologically, Abelis and Aninus may just be two completely different states. I believe, I didn't have a chance to check on this. I think the Rav again has written about this, or spoken about this. I think it's written up in somewhere, I just don't remember which one. Aninus and Abelis are not just a question of more or less intensive, but they're different. Psychologically, they refer to different problems. When a person is involved, I think this works in very well with the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Yerushalmi and Tosas and Brachos. When a person is involved in the actual kavura, that's a different state of avelus than once the kavura is behind him and he has to reflect more philosophically on his life, on the dignity of life, on the way in which this impacts upon him, etc. The thoughts of avelus are different before and after the kavura. And that's what the Ritva and Rabbeinu Tam pretty much reflect. There are nihugim for both. But the nihugim are different. And that's maybe why Atifas HaRosh, that could be another explanation why Atifas HaRosh, Kfiyas HaRosh, you have to figure it out though, exactly the correspondence, but this is what you would want to be able to do. Kfiyas HaMita, Atifas HaRosh, Nihilas HaSandal, maybe they're different kinds of nihugi avelus. Maybe they relate more to Kavra Brios, which is a problem post-Kvura. Post-Kvura, a person reflects not just on the loss itself, but on the implications of that loss for himself. For going on, for life, for the meaning of life, etc. It's a much more philosophical and general and personal kind of focus. Whereas Misha Mesa Mutalapanov, his tsar is focused on the loss itself, on the mace. And that's why there are different nihugim, certainly even if there's the Isur Tasha Shemitah in both, it's a different and separate Isur. And for that reason, what constitutes the formal definition of Misha Mesa Mutalapanov is precisely the preoccupation with the mace. That's simply the fact that there's a chiyuv kavura. And that's why, according to the Ritva, you read our Gemara very well. Indeed, there's a nisa tasha shemitah for both, but in the case of onein, it's not misha mesa mutalafanav, and therefore the status of onein doesn't even exist. Whereas in the case of avel, that's post-kavura, person's an avel. That's not a flexible status. And therefore the Isser is something which cannot be removed. Okay, we'll stop here. Next, I just want to speak a little bit more about these avelus topics. How can you be Oker?